From 1968 to 1970, I served in the United States Army. From June of 69 till June of 70, I was stationed with an infantry company in Vietnam. I was assigned to Company A, 4th Battalion, 3rd Infantry. I went to the jungle in late June of 69. The location of our area dictated that any and all access was by helicopter only. We were in the middle of the jungle. I jumped off the evening chopper, my first night in the field in the jungle, and was pointed over to our company commander. As I reported in, his first response was, "Where are you from back in the world?" The captain then walked me over to my platoon and introduced me to my lieutenant, who quickly said, "Where are you from back in the world?" That turned out to have been the standard first question from any troop who was arriving new to our company. It was a clear statement as to our sense of time and place. In the double and triple canopy jungle, we felt we were indeed in a different world. While in the jungle, our resources for news were letters from home and Pacific Stars and Stripes. Stars and Stripes is a newspaper that is still in circulation, published by the Department of Defense, and they claim it is editorially independent. The first Stars and Stripes edition to report the moon landing and walk was actually dated Tuesday, July 22nd. I was able to find that edition. I remember being out in the jungle and seeing this and reading this. Mail was a priority supply item, and Stars and Stripes was bundled in the mailbag. July 22nd was the earliest day I could have known about the moon landing and walk. I was able to access my battalion daily duty log for July 22nd. A duty log reports each company's doings on a 24-hour cycle. Reviewing the daily log really helped me recall and reposition the perspective of the moon landing versus our events of July 22nd. 22nd was a busy day for Company A. We broke our defensive position for the night, packed up, and we're walking down a trail on our way to set up our ambushes for the day. And we came upon a Viet Cong base camp. According to the log, we had that destroyed by 11 o'clock. It had been abandoned. At 11:15, we discovered another Viet Cong base camp. We spent most of the afternoon destroying 10 bunkers, inventorying everything they had left in the bunkers, much of which was American issue. And by late afternoon, we would have set up our night defensive position, dug in, and when we had that done and had a secure perimeter, the helicopter would come out with our resupply. We would eat, clean our weapons, and set our order of night guard duty. For the 22nd, given the fact we were in close proximity to two just destroyed Viet Cong base camps, we knew it could be a busy night. So we sent two squads in opposite directions, each 25 meters down the only available trail for listening post duty. Kind of a moonwalk, jungle style. I likely read the Stars and Stripes Moon Landing Edition the 22nd and any other mail around 6 p.m. or 1800 hours. I can recall the surprise of reading about the moon landing and moonwalk. That was it. On July 22nd, our primary intent was to survive. That was our world. It was also the world of about 535,000 other Americans, not all of whom were in this kind of a situation, but they were all in a different world. I can recall some sense of my being in the jungle with my company as a parallel to the moon landing by the team of astronauts. We all wanted to return safely back to the world. We had all stepped up in service to our country.